Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching asks, "Where are the potholes?"
In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip was tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went through the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the words of the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding road shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord. I have an older brother, my only sibling, and he was also a Dominican, a missionary in Nigeria for 13 years, and then he joined me preaching parish renewal programs. On a Monday morning in still wintry March, we were returning from a parish program, and as we turned off the freeway, we hit a pothole about the size of a water bucket and blew the front tire. Our good feelings about preaching vanished as we struggled in the snow to change the tire. The potholes of life have many different faces, but are always inconvenient and often very distracting. Our Jewish ancestors knew them very well. Over and over in their history, they were conquered by stronger nations and taken into slavery. The journey was long and mostly on foot, but the most humiliating experience came as they drew near to the city of their conqueror. Everything would stop, and they were forced to cut down the hills, fill in the valleys, straighten the curves in the road, that is, remove all the potholes, so the conqueror could ride triumphantly into the city with his arms raised and not once be jarred with any impediment. So where are our potholes, and what or who do they impede? Luke today puts the first answer in John the Baptist's mouth. Repent, that is, have a change of heart, so we can see, experience, the salvation of God. Are you and I really saved? I don't think we really count on that. We haven't done enough. The potholes keep us focused on ourselves and not on the expert life coach, Jesus. We fall in our own potholes and sometimes even spitefully push one another into potholes we've created. It's called sin, and it's an ego trip. Potholes, detours, roadblocks, destruction zones, unexpected curves, the end of the road. My goodness, aren't we busy? Perhaps too busy to listen. Prepare the way, says John the Baptist. Prepare. Think before you start cutting or paring. That means listening and being quiet. At the Last Supper, Jesus made a remarkable last will and testament. I have to go now in order that the Holy Spirit might come. And when the Spirit comes, you will be taught all things. How often do we listen to the Spirit? Advent, Christmas, Lent, Easter, Pentecost, all a continuum. And there then there is ordinary time for all the rest of us until we experience the salvation of God. Watch out for the potholes and try not to make any more.